why they are different from English, and in what ways. Most of all, he will learn how to think about a foreign language, how to be prepared for what's coming, and how to approach it, using the techniques that have worked best for me over the years. Keep in mind that this tape is not supposed to teach you Spanish, Russian, Japanese, or any other specific language. I leave that to the experts whose classes you'll be sitting in. They know what they're doing and will do it well. This tape will prepare you for the extraordinary experience of learning a foreign language, so that your actual classes won't come as too much of a surprise to you, and so you can start right off knowing what to expect and how to study. To use this tape effectively, first listen to it through from beginning to end. Don't take notes, and don't worry about memorizing anything at all. Your objective is merely to get the feel of what it takes to learn any foreign language, of what sorts of skills are involved, and what sorts of study techniques work best. When you finish the whole tape, you will be ready to begin learning whatever foreign language you've chosen to study. Now remember, this is a reference tape, so keep it handy and refer back to it often as you begin learning your chosen language. Use it to supplement whatever you learn in class and to remind yourself of the best techniques for practicing the specific language skills, pronunciation, vocabulary, conversation, grammar, and so forth, that your instructor will be teaching in class. By listening to this tape now and then referring back to it as you go, you'll find it easier to get started and then easier to make progress. Now think about this tape as instructions about how to go on a safari. After all, I'm not going to take you on the safari. Your real guide awaits you in your class. But I can tell you what it's like to go on a safari and how to prepare for it in the best way possible. Now you are about to embark on a remarkable experience, a safari into the mind and culture of a new people in a way that you have never done before. Bon voyage, gute Reise, счастливого пути, илу ping an Rehla Saida, Yolanus Achukolson. In case you wondered, that was French, German, Russian, Chinese, Arabic, and Turkish for, you guessed it, have a good trip. Why do I need a foreign language? If you are able to understand this tape, you are already a lucky person. Why? Because you are able to speak and understand English, the one language that is known and spoken by more people internationally than any other in the world. That means that just by growing up in an English-speaking country, you are part of a huge group of people who can already communicate with one another. If you had grown up, say, in Finland or Mongolia or Fiji, you would be speaking a language that hardly anyone else in the world knows or ever studies. People who live in countries like that absolutely have to study a foreign language, probably English, if they are ever going to travel or do anything outside their own small country. But you don't have to do that. You already have learned fluently what millions and millions of other people in the world have to spend hundreds, probably thousands of hours learning. In fact, a pretty good case can be made that if you already speak English, you don't need to learn a foreign language at all to function quite well in this world. But then, there are some good reasons why you don't need more than a high school education to get along in this world either. We don't go to college just because it is essential to getting along in life. We go because there is also tremendous value in learning something more, training our minds and broadening our exposure to new things in the world. This may sound vague, and perhaps it is, but it just isn't always possible to put a clear dollar sign on everything we do. But for those of you who want some concrete reasons for going through the effort of learning a foreign language, here are some of them. A foreign language is a credential, just as a degree in chemistry is. It's worth something on your resume. Knowing another language allows you to operate in a bigger world than the one defined by your native language. Your foreign contacts will be favorably impressed by your seriousness of purpose in understanding their country and in dealing with them. A foreign language opens the door to a foreign culture. It will open your eyes to the outside world. When you learn a foreign language, you learn a lot more about your own language. And lastly, you'll have a lot of fun along the way. Really, you will. In America, we live in a huge country, a continent really, where we share a common language and a common culture. But we also have to live and function in a world where a lot of people do things very differently than we do. Whether or not we like all of the ways they do things, we still have to live in the same world and deal with them. That's what questions of foreign policy, for example, are all about. Figuring out what people in other countries are likely to do, why, and how best to deal with them. Now, what does this have to do with language? Two things. If you can learn a foreign language well, you gain a great deal of access to that country. You can read its newspapers and magazines, listen to its television programs, talk to a greater variety of its people, and really understand them firsthand. But more important, even if you never learn the foreign language really well, you can still learn an amazing amount just from having worked at it for a limited period. Learning a language is really like getting inside somebody's mind. You start to learn a little more about how they think and express themselves. The Japanese have made interesting comments about foreigners learning their language. Japanese are likely to be very complimentary to a foreigner who has learned some Japanese and is willing to try it out. But Japanese also say that they get a little nervous on those more unusual occasions when they meet a foreigner who speaks Japanese fluently, like a native. Why? They say they feel that the foreigner has learned too much about them, that he has gotten inside their culture and life too deeply. It's an invasion of their privacy. So being able to understand someone who is speaking in his native language gives us the flavor of that person. Have you ever watched a comedian or an actor who uses some kind of regional accent to portray a personality, like a hillbilly or a cowboy, or a black musician or a New England fisherman? By hearing the accent and the words and expressions that he uses, you get a strong feeling for his personality. We laugh or enjoy